When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was so excited to come on the beginning of this podcast and tell you how Mercury retrograde had prevented us from recording a full episode today. And then I just realized as I hit record, I was like, wait, let me actually double check and make sure that Mercury is actually in retrograde. We did this last week too. I always think it's in retrograde. It is not. So I don't have any good excuses of why the internet literally cut out. You're going to hear some weird things going on today's show towards the end. And then all of a sudden we're going to be done with the episode. So apologies for that. Let's get going.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
If Mercury's not in retrograde, why would things go bad? It doesn't make sense to me, right? Welcome to the show. So let's do a little housekeeping at the very beginning before we get my mom on for this. How do you feel about this? At the beginning of the show, typically we come on, I give you what we just did, where I kind of give you like a little hook at the beginning of the podcast, and then we play the intro, and then we start the show. I'm thinking about just starting the show. Like, I've been sitting here thinking the last couple of weeks, I'm like, why do we don't really need to have like a 45 second, like it's a kind of the radio brain of me. I'm like, okay, I've got to like hook you into the podcast. But like, obviously if you've hit play, I feel like you're already here. Like, I don't need to really hook your attention for what's coming up. But maybe I do. I don't know. Does it feel weird if we just start with like, hi mom, and then go? Am I overthinking this? Probably a little bit. All right. This is my co-host. Oh, by the way, if you're new, hi, welcome to our show. We're a podcast based on three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom. My co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, mom.
Hi, honey.
You can tell by the baby noises behind my mom that that's she's in our Knoxville studios this week.
In the Knoxville studio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She just pulled into town. What's the scene? Who's the baby crying? Can you tell by the cry? Here, yeah. Let's listen in and see. Keep in mind, my sister just had triplets, so we're still kind of getting to know these babies a little bit. But
I think she's already calmed them down.
Which one was that?
That was Jack.
How do you know?
Because they each have their own distinct cries.
Go in there and see if you're right.
All right.
Let's see. Let's see how she's doing. Is it? It's kind of like a grandma test right now to see if she knows her own grandbaby's cry. In case you're new to our show, my sister just had triplets 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And my mom goes up there maybe every other week to Knoxville, Tennessee. She lives in North Georgia, so it takes about a three-hour drive, goes up there, sees them, helps. And we haven't really talked about her grandmomming recently, so let's see if she knows the baby's cry of the triplets. Well,
and it was Jack.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, he's got his own little wah. He goes, wah.
How do you think you're doing as a grandma, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Maggie. I think I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
They seem to like me. You know, they're getting to the age now where they can, you know, focus in on you and, you know, smile at you. And,
yeah.
Coo and chat with you, and they're just,
that's funny, you know, you can tell the difference from the cries. I don't know if I could do that. Like, I mean, obviously I haven't been around enough, but I don't know if I could ever know a baby's different cry. Like, if you, and parents, you can attest to this, like if you went out in public and you had your let's say your baby was in childcare, that's probably the best way of thinking about it, and they started crying, could you tell their cry apart from like 12 other babies or not? You know, do you think that's like is that like a maternal thing to do?
I do. I think, you know, your baby's cries. I mean, if you spend enough time with them, you know, it's just like their personalities. You get to know their personalities and you get to know their sounds, and, you know, they're just individuals.
I'm trying to fake sue one of my favorite restaurants in town right now. And you're wondering if fake sue. Yeah, fake sue. And I don't want this to have to, but listen, I feel like I really kind of got screwed in this whole situation, and I could, and this is not to be dramatic, but I could have died. And what? I am trying to properly, be compensated for my near death experience. That part's a little dramatic, but listen, tell me this sounds fair. Now this is like half Jimmy Mack, my dad, and just half like, just a bizarre, weird situation. So you tell me what happened here, and you tell me if you think I went too far in this situation. So our favorite Thai restaurant in Baltimore, Mom, right? We won't mention the name of it, but
I know the one.
I order every week, at least once a week. I order this from this Thai restaurant, sometimes twice a week because I love it so much, right? Mm-hmm. So my favorite thing to eat. They can do a lot of vegan foods, and so it's great. And you're probably wondering, do I change my order? I don't. I order the exact same thing every single time. And I can eat that. Honestly, I could eat that meal every single day until the day I die, like easily. I'm that much of a fan of it. So I would argue that I probably order from this restaurant more than anybody else, any other customer they have, right? So Friday night, order it. Comes in. I sit down to eat it, and I notice that there is a, like, as I'm biting into it, I'm like, I spit it back out. I'm like, what is that? There's like a piece of metal in my food. And it looks like a staple that has been opened up.
What?
Like, and it's kind of like, that's like the way I can describe it, like lengthwise and kind of like widthwise, but it's kind of like bumpy a little bit in the middle. So it's not like an open staple, but that's kind of the length and width of what you can imagine. Right. So I'm like, damn it. That's weird. Now I take the blow for this one. Right. Because I'm like, okay, let me just, I looked over at the bag that came in. I said, well, maybe the staple fell out because it was staple closed. And maybe it you know, it's stapled and then it came open, and maybe that's the, you know, can't blame them for that. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, no big deal. Spit it up. And obviously I'm like a little paranoid about it. Okay. So Saturday, I'm like, what do I want for dinner? Same thing, y'all. You know, I want the same thing. So that's how I am. Y'all, I ordered the same dish, pad thai, comes here, has a piece of metal in it. And this time I'm like really particular about, you know, obviously checking to make sure that no metal falls in there. Like I want to know that it's, you know, that it's all not my fault this time. If there's any metal, obviously I'm like a little paranoid going into it again, but I'm like, what are the odds? You know, like what are the odds that there'd be metal in same piece of metal in there.
Wow.
So today I sent him an email and I'm like, hey, listen, like, yo, there's been metal in my food twice. And I'm a fan. That's the thing is I'm a fan, right? I'm a fan. But I said, this could really, cause of course I Google what can happen here. I'll read that you're the Google. It was.
Ooh, I'm sure it's not good.
Let me see. Swallow metal. Swallowing small pieces of metal can cause serious health injuries, including punctures in the neck, the esophageal perforation, and the bowel obstructions. This metal can be also be embedded in the tongue, the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestines, causing perforations. Symptoms may include onset. All these weird, I don't even know what these words are. But yeah, obviously it's not good to swallow a piece of metal. Okay.
No.
So I said, listen, like, hey, here's the deal. I want you to compensate me $1,000 in free meals. Because I feel like I could have, I mean, like, think about it. I could have died from eating it. So I think that the fair thing. Now, listen, I'm going to be honest. I overshot my offer. Okay. Because here's the art of negotiation is you got to obviously shoot high. And if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get. But first of all, I think something should be done here, right? Like, obviously, now metal.
But do you want to continue to eat there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do. Oh, I do 100%. Okay. I love it. I'm obsessed with this place. And I'm like, if they can like get their shit together, then.
And you've eaten there 100 times and nothing's ever 100
times this year so far. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Never had an issue before. Never found anything else in my food before. So like, obviously there's just some kind of weird something going on there this weekend, right?
Wow.
But $1,000, does that sound Like, what is the compensation for finding metal in food? Hair in food is one thing, right? Like, hair in food, like, that's kind of gross. Metal in your food is like no other, right? Like, I don't, obviously, like, from now on, I'm going to be wildly paranoid. I'm going to be chewing that bad boy till it's powder.
Wow.
But what do you think? I said, I have like $1,000 in food compensation.
And what did they say?
I haven't heard back yet. I just sent the email a couple hours ago. Do you think it's fair?
I mean, I suppose so. I don't know. I mean, who would you report them to? The FDA?
The FBI? Joe Biden himself?
I mean, the health inspector.
I guess you would report them to. I mean, and let's be honest, that's like a big problem, right? So
it is.
So do we feel like that seems...
to get them in some serious trouble.
Does $1,000 in food compensation? This is not real food, right? And some of y'all have worked in the restaurants and like, I've never been a server before, so I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. But honestly, does that seem... What would you think would be fair for 2 days of metal in your food that you were able to find before you ate it? Like, I guess most people probably just wouldn't go back to that restaurant. But what's your favorite restaurant?
I know, exactly.
What is your favorite restaurant? I don't want to not. I don't want to stop going.
I know.
You know?
I'm sure $1,000 is a lot to that little restaurant, though.
So what sounds fair? They come back
better
to
than shutting it down and having the health inspector come.
And we'll come back and I'll give you guys the update with like if they went for it. But again, I don't expect them to go for $1,000. I don't expect them to come back and give me $1,000. But even $500,
we'll give you 10 free meals or something.
But even that would be, you know, that's pretty solid for me. You know, it's pretty solid
with no staples.
What do you think would be fair?
I don't know.
It can't be two free meals. I can't be like, well, sorry, those like...
Oh, no. I think it would have to be a minimum 10 free meals.
10 free meals. Okay. And that would be, honestly, that would be, I mean, the dishes are like $20. So that's like $200.
Yeah.
So like $200 is that would be sufficient for you.
Yes.
Well, I shot for $1,000.
No metal.
Yeah. Guaranteed no metal. Right. I want a no metal
put
guarantee.
Put a metal detector around that bad boy before you see it here.
I'm start getting one and start, you know, those wands they wave you down at clubs, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Wave it over your food.
Put my food through just to make sure that, like, that's what it was,
oh,
you know?
God, well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, seriously.
That,
like,
though.
Jesus.
No joke.
The last thing.
I can't believe that happened twice.
I know, 2 days in a row.
So that means it had
it's
to
a problem.
Happen to other people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, like, I'm just.
It's a problem.
It sounds like there's going to be a big payout over here. So I'm fake suing this restaurant. Mm-hmm. Not a real sue. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, here's my offer to keep the peace. And the problem is I don't have a backup. Like, if they don't do anything, I guess I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just order from you guys on Friday. Bye. They're probably going to check my records and be like, this fool, like, he's not going anywhere. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not.
Sorry, we can't deliver to you anymore.
Right. Like, I'm not too worried about that, I think. Listen, we got to talk about what kind of birthday person are you? Because I feel like knowing someone's birthday love language is really important. My dad's birthday, and thank you, by the way, for all the warm messages to my dad. My plan was to have him on the podcast today, but I forgot that you were going to be in Knoxville, so I can't. I can't have two parents trying to log into two different computers. It would. Mm-mm. You think I'm dizzy now? Just wait till doing that. That'd be be a real nightmare. So that's my dad turned 76 on Sunday, right. And what was the birthday celebration? I guess as you get older, they might get a little less exciting as you go.
Well, now remember, he's just a week out from his treatment, so he's not feeling 100%.
And in case you don't know, my dad is doing what's the new treatment called?
Pluvicto,
which is like basically
it's a nuclear medicine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, it's like a radiation treatment, but not exactly. Yeah. Anyway. And so one of the side effects is dizziness. And he didn't have it the first time. This is the second treatment. He didn't have it the first time, but this time it's really hit him kind of hard. So he didn't feel great. But anyway, on his birthday, Brian and Aunt came and we had dinner at home. And that Brian didn't get there until about 7:30 because he had a retreat at the forest. And Aunt and Winnie came a little earlier, about 5. And then by 9 o'clock, we were all in our rooms ready to go to bed. Happy birthday to you. But he loved his sign, you know.
Yeah, we got to talk about the sign. We got to talk about the sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that's on the fans page, isn't it?
Yeah. So everyone's different, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's different. And that's great. And I think that, like, there's some people that really love acknowledging their birthdays. And there's really people mm-hmm. that don't love acknowledging their birthdays. And I know it will be no surprise to you that my dad loves to acknowledge his birthday, right?
Yes, so he does. My sister, and he loves all the shout outs on Facebook. Thank you all.
My sister had the idea to have one of these giant, like, what is it? Is this a Southern thing? I think this is a Southern thing. I don't think people
honestly,
anywhere else in the world do these things.
I had only seen one of those before, and it was this past week. I passed one in a yard and I was like, wow, I've never seen anything quite like that. And then lo and behold, one shows up in our yard. I'm like, oh.
I don't think anyone outside the South does these things. You know what I'm talking about? Like these giant yard signs. And I'm not talking about like a political yard sign. I mean, I'm talking this thing. How would you describe the size of this thing? Like how long was that damn thing? I mean, there were so many different emojis and hearts and presents and...
I would say it was at least 30, 40 feet long.
I mean, 40
and
feet.
And about...
It was shorter than Dab. It was probably, 4 or 5 feet?
Probably about 5 feet.
So 5?
You know, you could just barely see his head over it.
5 by 40 feet. In case you didn't see the picture, 5 by 40 feet. And the picture is on the fans page, if you're a certified fan. So, literally, the sign is took up the whole damn yard, you know?
it did.
And did this is my sister's idea, and she knows him very well. Did he love it, or did he think it was obnoxious, or what? What was the vibe?
He was so taken aback by it. He was like, "What is it?" You know, because we can only see it from the back.
Yeah.
You know, from the front door.
Right. Right.
Because it's facing the street.
Right.
And I said, well, I think you have to walk around to the front. And he was like, oh, wow. He said, man, I don't know what that is, but I have a feeling Maggie had something to do with it.
Yeah. Now, the reason that this is funny is because when Maggie's babies were born, we pull up to the house and there's these like 3 giant storks. Mm-hmm. In front of their house. I mean, these things were probably these things had to be 8 feet tall. I mean, they were bigger than me.
They were about 8 feet tall.
So like 8 feet tall, like these little massive birds in their front yard. And I'm just like, I would literally be taking those signs out of the ground. If someone had sent me a giant happy birthday sign. It's not this. I'm not like humbugging. It just would seem so much to me.
Over the top. Maggie said,
like, I don't want my neighbors to know it's my birthday. Like, I don't look, I don't like anyone. Like, I don't, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Yeah. Maggie texted me about 7 o'clock or something and at night and said, okay, they want to know if they should come at night or in the daylight. And I said, oh no, tell them do not come at night.
No, Dad, because Dad may have shot them.
No. I mean, I said, you don't want them in Dawsonville at night with flashlights in your yard. Oh no.
No, that'd be bad.
So they came about 30 minutes before dark and we were watching the Braves game and, you know, we walked by the front door, which has glass on the side. And I thought, oh gosh, if he looks out there, because I saw them come up, if he looks out there, he's going to see him out there. But he didn't. He walked straight back into the bedroom and he didn't look towards the door. So he had no idea they were there and they didn't come down far enough in the drive for the Ring doorbell to pick them up.
Right.
So it was it's a hoot. I'm assuming it's gone today. I think they just leave it overnight and then they come back. So
Yeah, I will say that's a pretty strong business model. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't, if you're not scared to like walk in someone's yard that doesn't expect you there, which by the way, we should all be a little fearful of walking in people's yard that don't expect us to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I know I can already feel like, you know, we have all this prep that we get for the radio show and everything. And we get, you know, news stories from all over the country. And like, I'm already fearing the day that I get this story of like, you know, yard, front yard sign company member gets shot, you know, trying to put up their sign.
Well, you know, I mean, crazier things happen, that's for sure.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it worries
and
me.
The guy down the street from us who's a friend of your dad's, he's lived there for 30 years. And he told Jim this week, Jim said, have you ever been frightened out here? And he was like, no, not really. And he said, you know, has anything ever really happened out here? He said, well, there's been a few crazy things, but he said, I just carry my gun every time I walk out the front
door. Yeah, you are the problem then. You're the problem.
I'm like, oh my God, he's driving down the street in his golf cart with his gun in his pocket? What in the world?
Which, by the way, Dawsonville, Georgia may be the safest place on the planet. I love how they're like so worried about it. Like,
I know.
There's literally zero things to worry about.
This guy lives alone, I guess. He's like...
In the South, they'll just shoot you, man. Anyway, like, would you want that sign in your front yard? I'm just trying to figure out, like, I think that this is the equivalent. This is like the 2024 equivalent of having people sing to you at restaurants for your birthday. You know, like another introvert nightmare is singing to you. I can't even tell you how awkward that feels. Like, it is so painfully awkward. Only next to the being stuck in the elevator with one other person. Like, there's not many more things that make me feel more uncomfortable than singing to you on your birthday. Like, it just, it makes my skin crawl. But the sign would be a lot. Like, the sign, I feel like, would really make me feel uncomfortable. And I don't know why. I don't know why I just don't like a big production on my birthday. Now, would you like that? Would you like a giant sign in your front yard?
Are you talking to me or to
Mom? Yes, you're the only co-host on this show. That's literally you. Yeah, yeah, you.
Yeah, but sometimes you're asking them to write in.
But yes, but yeah, you.
So I get confused.
But yes, yes.
No, I would not want that. I would not. Nancy Yancey would not be happy about that.
I'm going to leave that pause
but
in
Jimmy
here.
Jimmy Mack loved it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. He ate it up, you know? So anyway, we'll try to get my dad on next week. Because a lot of you guys are like, why haven't you been on the podcast for a while? It's just hard with scheduling right now. When Mom's like always up and down and I'm, you know, or we're like in a really quick rush to get the show done that day or whatever it's been. So Jimmy Mack will be on the podcast sometime soon. Let's do our quote for today, Mom.
Okay, this is from Kelsey Wishick, who's a friend of your brother's, and she's written a book called On the Move, A Return to Vastness, which your brother gifted to me. And here's a quote from it. The energy of what dies returns to nourish that which lives. Now, of course, she's talking about, you know, the earth, you know, and the plants and all of that. But I started thinking about that. For us personally, the energy that we've expended into some sort of crisis that finally dies often does nourish our life in the long run.
What do you mean? So you're losing me on this.
Okay, so take your divorce, for instance.
Okay.
That would be energy that died, for sure,
okay,
right?
Yes.
But then the energy also from that returned to nourish that which lives, which is the good part of you that was recognized from going through.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see what you're saying.
That divorce. So it's like a, you know, it's like a cycle, right?
I don't know if you could argue that universally, though. I think it's only when bad things die that you could actually use that analogy. Because, like, what about Kiki dying? I mean, I don't think I could use that as like a, that was really good. Thank God that happened, you know?
But her physical body, I mean, if that were in the ground, it would corrode and it would nourish the earth, which I think is what I think
we're stretching this week.
Okay.
I think we're stretching. Right. Because I see
Take
what you're
it
saying.
For what
no,
it's
I
worth
I see what you're saying. I see where you're going with it. But I just, because we talk about that a lot, how bad situations turn into good situations, right? It's kind of been like a reoccurring theme on this podcast. Really, since the beginning of this podcast, it's been a reoccurring theme, right?
I mean, it's still our energy. It's our energy. It's our internal energy, whether it's good or bad. So some of that energy that dies can recycle itself to nourish us. Never mind.
What else you got? what other quotes you got up your sleeve today? There's got to be something else. There's got to be another quote in there. I'm sure that would probably be more relevant that we could use. I feel like we were really.
Okay, here's a here tip.
There we go. Good entry level quote. Okay. There we go. Maybe not Brian's friends anymore. Maybe we should not use family friends quotes anymore. Okay.
The miracle is not to walk on water. The miracle is to walk on the green earth in the present moment, to appreciate the peace and beauty that are available now. That's actually a good quote for Earth Day. We just missed it. Story of our life.
Yeah, right. The most non-relevant podcast. One day short. Jess and I were talking about the radio show. We can actually talk about this right now here for a second, because I still am not quite sure what to do with that quote either. Maybe I'm just off it. I'm gonna be honest with you, y'all. They got me on this new, like, they upped my meds, and I hate taking medicine, first off. I just hate it. I hate taking medicine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take your medicine. Mm-hmm. Don't be like I think for a lot of people it's really helpful, but I am struggling. It's just making me very tired. Like, I just feel like I'm very slow. They got me on a beta blocker. And in case you don't know why I'm on medication, I'm going to sum this up for you really quick. Basically, 7 months ago, I got assaulted and I'm still dizzy. And we're just trying to figure out why I'm dizzy. And then, like, I was getting kind of better. I was like 80% better. And then I got a chiropractic adjustment. And now I'm like not better anymore. So they put me on some beta blockers. And that's for like a heart medication, right? And so basically, it like slows your heart rate down. Right. And that's supposed to help with, like, because I think I'm having what they're called vestibular migraines. And I don't know that I'm sold on that, but well, I'll trust the expert. What do I know? I'm no dizzy doctor. So I had my appointment last week, and I was talking about a More Mama's Boy, our other podcast, that I was, they wanted to up it about 50% more, right? Because I wasn't really getting relief and at like the very end, you know, the bottom level of what was like the minimum, I guess, that you can take for them. So they're like, let's up it a little bit. I'm like, okay. So over the weekend I upped it, and it is making me very tired. On top of that, I really effed up last night because I was having a really bad dizzy day yesterday or on Sunday. And so I took some of my dizzy medication, which also makes me tired. Right. But then on top of that, I took melatonin with it. So like basically three sleepy medicines together. I think I died last night for a little bit. I think I was dead. So even today I'm like, I don't know how I got through the radio show. What I said on Monday, if you listen to the radio show, I don't know what we said on Monday. I couldn't tell you. Like, one of my friends called me, and I had to call her back really quick before I took a nap today. And I don't remember. I had to text her when I woke up because I was like, did we even say goodbye? Like, I don't remember being on the phone.
Oh, dear.
I literally just remember waking back up, and I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
I was so tired. If I seem out of it, yeah, I'm very sleepy. So maybe that quote may have made sense to literally everybody, but my brain is not clicking right. But let's, I'm going to tell you this. Let's go to Earth Day really quick. It was, I'm such an urban hippie, and I do terrible at saving the earth, though. I really do. Like, I can't even imagine my carbon footprint with online shopping, and I'm over here, I'm like, don't eat animals, it's bad for the environment, but meanwhile I over here like doing like the worst things, like even worse things for the environment. So I was like, doesn't really make sense. They gave three tips this morning of things that you should do when you for Earth Day, like little things that you can be doing And I'm like, damn it, I don't do any of these. This is the most simple things that you can do when it comes to like saving the earth, right? Mm-hmm. Number one, stop wasting leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
So like basically, if you buy food, eat it. Because it takes a lot of water and resources to grow all the vegetables, and then you like let them rot. Or like if you bring food home from a restaurant, like think like you're, you know, it's taking all that time, energy to create the food, you know, to get it to where, you know, where it is in the first place, to, you know, to get it to the restaurants and then to cook it and then to, you know, and then even to think to package it up to take it home. Like that's just a lot of resources. And then it just sits in your fridge and you're like, I don't really feel like having chicken, you know, chicken Parmesan two nights in a row. I mean, I think we can all agree. Let's just eat chicken Parmesan two nights in a row. If that's like the least we can do for the planet. Let's just do that. You know, are you good at leftovers, Mom? I don't do well with them.
Yeah. I'm fine with leftovers.
Yeah,
we usually eat most of ours.
That's good. So you're very good to our planet. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Stop overusing napkins. Stop overusing napkins. Like, do you really need to go through like more than one with a meal? You know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah. Yes.
And
don't use paper napkins.
I use paper napkins. I use them. I use paper napkins.
I know.
I should probably stop. Mm-hmm. But then aren't y'all going to yell at me for using too much water to wash them? You know, it's like, where are we going to kill the earth? Where do you want to kill it? Like, it's your choice.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Pick your poison. They are more sustainable. Apparently, it's better for the environment to use cloth napkins. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone that uses cloth napkins on this planet other than Nancy Yancey. Do you know anyone that uses them? Is it like an old person thing? I think it's
lots of people.
But the like old people, right?
Maggie and John use them.
I don't think they do.
Aunt and Brian
I don't
use
think
them.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah.
Like on everyday occasions.
They do.
I don't believe that. I'm gonna text them right now because I don't want to call. Let me text them.
Okay.
Brian and Maggie. Do you guys use cloth napkins on the regular? I think you're talking about like when they like make dinners at their houses for you. On the regular.
That's the only time I eat with them.
Yeah, I don't think most of us do that. I just can't think of like walking into someone's house and eating their house. And like, here's my cloth napkin.
At my house, you meet with cloth napkins.
Maggie says, yes, she does. Okay, well, forgive me. What a humanitarian she is. Mm-hmm. Or a planetarian. I don't even know what it's called when you're good at the environment. Mm-hmm. Brian, though, who is a guru, says, no, he does not.
Okay.
There you go. I guess. I think,
so
and,
only
and
when
I think,
I'm there.
I think Maggie's lying. I think if I had to guess, Maggie's lying.
I'm here right now. There's a basket of napkins right in there in her kitchen.
Okay, you tell me at all the meals you guys eat together, how many cloth napkins have you guys used? That's going to be the determining factor, okay? Last thing you can do, by the way, for the earth, which I don't do, is reusable grocery bags. And it's not that I don't want to, right?
Oh yeah!
It's that I literally constantly forget
really
to bring them with
me. I'm about that too. I forget to take them in.
Yeah, same thing. Like love
in
it
in my car.
have 30 of them in my house right now that I could use, but no, it's not. I don't even know. I don't know why I can't. Well, actually, let me tell you. I know exactly why I can't. There is like some kind of weird void of things getting in my car. And I think we all have this problem. It comes to like, and I don't know why. It's like, if it's in our car, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, let me tell you an example is back before the holiday break. Mm-hmm. I have a water bottle that I use in the studio and I took it home to wash it over the break. Mm-hmm. Right. And I usually take it home like once a month and wash it, but I wash it out in the studio like every day or so. So, but I take it home about once a month just to like, you know, put it through the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And I brought it home over the holiday break, washed it, took it back down, first day back in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's still in my car.
Every day I go out. Yeah, every day I go out to the lobby, and I'm using paper cups. I literally use a paper cup every time, absolutely murdering the planet because I can't remember to bring my water bottle inside. It has now been, and then you're like, wow, this must be an old episode. This must be an episode from January. No, it's literally the end of April, y'all. It's been 5 months, and like I just can't remember to bring it in to save my life. And then like I'll go to get it, and then I'm like, well, I'm sure tomorrow I'll remember to bring it in. That thing is still in my car right now, and has been in my car since January the 2nd. Okay, so if y'all expect me to take grocery bags to the store every time, like it's not gonna happen.
You gotta wash it again.
I know. It's nasty. Now it's gonna be nasty all over again. So
well, you know what I do. Yes, it's nasty. I do take my bags back to the store though and put it in the recycling bin there. You know, all the grocery stores have a recycling bin.
But why do that when you recycle anyway?
Because where I recycle, they won't take the grocery bags.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So obviously that's where it cut out. And maybe it's like Mercury's in pre-retrograde right now. Anyway, we had a whole different thing about washing mouth out with soap. And we'll get to that next week or maybe even on Thursday show. Thank you for being a part of the show. Really appreciate you so much. You know, I'll remind you, if you love our show and you want to support our show, Certified Mama's Boy is getting in desperate need of support right now. And I don't have a ton of energy to like ring the bells right now. I would love to. I'd love to sit here and like really panic over this. But I can't because I got more things to panic about right now. But please, if you consider being a certified fan, I hope you'll really strongly consider your $6 a month contribution to our show. You do get a whole other episode of Certified Mama's Boy. It's called More Mama's Boy. And just know that honestly, we could really use your support right now. So in the show notes, there's the link where you can go and you can subscribe, and we would love your support. So thank you. And for all of our certified fans, hi, by the way, thank you so much for your continued support to our show. Just know that it's important. And especially in these times where like, man, the days I even have 50% are good days. So I really need to be ringing the bells right now. I just don't have the energy right now to ring the bells. So how about y'all ring the bells for me and just know that like we really, really, really use the support right now on Mama's Boy. So thank you so much for considering becoming a certified fan. Links in the show notes. I love you. We do have a Thursday show called More Mama's Boy. Hopefully we'll see you there. If not, have a great week, and we'll be back next Tuesday.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.